to today's show. This is Kevin Yates, and I want to talk to you today about how your expectations are holding you back from having the life that you really, really want. You know, all of those things in your life that you say that you want, whether it's career, whether it's more money, whether it's better health, whether it's better relationships, more happiness, all of those things, all of those dreams that you've had, yet it seems like it's so far away and that you're never going to get there, and that you've probably gotten to the point where you've struggled for so long that you've given up hope of ever achieving those dreams in your life. And I want to talk to you about why this happens, because this is directly tied into your expectations. It's so tied into that, because all of those things that you say you want, well, those are the things that you're probably talking to yourself, and you tell yourself, maybe one day my luck will change. Maybe one day things will turn for the better. Maybe somehow, some way, I'll get a break in life one day. But the problem is that as much as you say that you want these things, you have to look at what you're expecting, because you don't really expect to ever get them. And that's the big difference, what you want versus what you expect. And if you look at it, the expectations that you have, listen to the things that you say to yourself about how you can't have what it is that you want in life, because you feel like maybe you're too old at this point to go get what you want. Maybe life is passing you by. Maybe you feel like you're stuck to the point where there's no other options. You have too many bills to pay, a family to feed, and it won't allow you to go after your dreams. You don't have enough money to go after your dreams. You don't know the right people or have the right connections. For whatever reason, you've got a million excuses why you can't get there, and that's the problem. See, that is your expectations. And if you don't expect to ever get the things that you want, if you don't expect to achieve your dreams in life, how are you ever going to get there? You're not going to get there. So I want to talk today about your expectations and the importance of raising those expectations and how you go about doing that. So I want to use for an example, somebody who, let's say if your goal was to run a full marathon, a 26.2 mile marathon. And this is your big dream in life. Imagine this just for a minute, that that's your biggest dream in life. And you only have the capacity to run 5 miles. And maybe you run 5 miles 3 days a week or 4 days a week, and you really want to run that 26-mile marathon, yet you don't really know how to get there. So you think to yourself, well, I'll start to run 5 miles a day instead of 3 or 4 times a week. Maybe I'll do it 5 or 6 times a week, or I'll do it 6 or 7 times a week. And so you run all of these days, you run those 5 miles, you're running 5 miles, 6 days a week, 7 days a week, and you're working so hard, yet you're not getting any closer to developing the physical capacity to run 26 miles. And that's the big thing. You have to develop that capacity. So no matter how hard you try, how many days out of the week you run those 5 miles, you still only have the physical capacity of a 5 mile runner. And this is so common to how most people go about achieving their dreams in life. See, what happens is, if you've ever tried something, you have this dream in your life and you've tried to go after it, yet maybe what you tried failed. Maybe you've tried all kinds of different things and they've all failed. Or maybe you haven't even gone after it and you've just put it in your mind that whatever it is that you'll try, you can't get there. Oh, I could try all these different things, but they're not going to work. I don't believe in them. I think they're a bunch of crap. That'll never work for me. Maybe it worked for somebody else, but I'm different. My case is different. My situation's different. Whatever it is, that those are the things that you are telling yourself. And what happens is that when we try something and fail, or we talk ourselves out, we use these excuses that we have, what happens is that we start labeling ourselves as failures. See, we attach ourselves to the failure, and we start to think that we can never get those goals in life because we are a failure. Now, if you look back at the marathon runner that I just talked about, well, the marathon runner, because he doesn't increase his capacity to run 26 miles. He's running every day. He's working so hard. He's out there. He's training and he's running, yet he's not getting any closer to his goal. So he starts to believe that there's no way he'll ever be able to have his dream come true and run that marathon because what he's trying is not working. Therefore, the goal is impossible for him. And he starts to feel like a failure. But if we looked at it, the marathon runner, what he really needed to do was he didn't need to run more days out of the week at 5 miles. He needed to increase his physical capacity to run more miles. He has to develop the physical capacity of a 26 mile marathon runner. Yet he wasn't doing that. So rather than labeling himself as a failure, really what it was is that the method he went about achieving the goal he wanted just wasn't the right method to achieve that goal. See, instead, what the marathon runner could have done was he could have slowly increased his physical capacity by adding another mile. So he runs 6 miles. And once he develops the capacity to run 6 miles, then he adds another mile and you run 7 miles. And you keep adding an extra mile as your physical capacity develops. Do you think that would have got him closer to that goal? Do you think that in time, had he applied this increasing his physical capacity just by 1 mile at a time, one little mile at a time, do you think he would have gotten to that full marathon? Sure he would have. Absolutely he would have. But that's the thing, and that's what you have to look at. What are those goals in your life? What are the dreams that you have maybe tried something and it didn't work out, but you labeled yourself as a failure and you feel like you'll never achieve that goal. It's impossible for you. What are those goals? And think about it though. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. It just simply means that you haven't found the way, the method, the strategy to get you from where you are to that goal. So you tried something that failed one time. That doesn't mean that you're a failure. It just means the method you tried didn't work. So now what you can do is choose to try something else. That's all it is. It's not that your goal is impossible. You just got to try another way. It's like looking at Thomas Edison and how many times he tried to invent the light bulb and he failed. How many times they said over 1,000 times or whatever it was. But yet, he never labeled himself a failure. That is a lot of times to fail at trying something. That is way, way, way many more times than most people will ever try to achieve a goal. They'd never tried that many times, yet he did. And he never looked at himself as a failure. Instead, he looked at it as that was 999 or whatever amount of times that he failed. He felt that those were just the times that he discovered what didn't work. And that each time he found something that didn't work, that meant he was one step closer to finding what would work. And that is a tremendously different mindset, isn't it? It's a completely different mindset. So now what you want to look at, instead of feeling like your goal is impossible for you, you start to look at, how can I go about achieving it in a different way? What else can I try? What do I need to do? So we look at these things, and this is the problem with expectations, because you have to keep your expectations high. You have to keep your expectations on achieving those dreams, because anything less is just going to be disappointment. It's going to lead to more frustration, more struggle, and more unhappiness for you. You know, I used to work with clients as a personal trainer, and I had people come to me wanting to lose 25 pounds, 35 pounds. I had people who wanted to lose 50 pounds. That was their big ultimate goal that they wanted. But you know what they did? They talked themselves out of ever achieving that goal because they tried every kind of diet or they tried different workout programs, and they never really made that kind of progress. Every time they lost some weight, they couldn't keep it off, they'd gain it back, or they just struggled and they never got that goal, so they They labeled the goal impossible for them. They labeled themselves as failures, thinking they could never achieve that. And then you know what they did? They lowered their expectations, saying that, you know what, I would really like to lose that 35 pounds or those 50 pounds, but I don't think I can do it. I want to set a more realistic goal, so I would be happy with just losing 10 pounds. And do you think, what are the odds, as you're listening to this right now, what do you think the odds are? How many people do you think, use a percent of how many people you think achieved that 10-pound goal that they had, that losing 10-pound goal? I'll tell you what, if you answered very few to none, you would be correct. See, when we lower the expectations that we have, we lower them to the point where it's a lot easier to achieve what we want. The problem is that most of the times we don't achieve it. Think about it. If you have told yourself that achieving your ultimate goal is impossible for you, you've probably lowered your expectations and told yourself, you know, I would really want the thing that I want, but I don't think that's possible, so I would just be happy with this. And then you would tell yourself whatever that is. But the expectation is so far below what you really want. And if you think about it, does that little expectation that you have now, does it really excite you the same way of having your ultimate dream does? Of course not. It doesn't excite you. And that's why those people never lost those 10 pounds. And the few that did couldn't keep it off because the expectation was so far below what they really wanted. It wasn't enough of a goal that excited them. And because they weren't excited, they weren't motivated, they weren't inspired. It didn't move them in the same way as the thought of losing the 25, the 35, or the 50 pounds did. And so very few of them ever achieved it. And most of the ones who did just went up and down, yo-yoed all the time, couldn't maintain it. And you know what else? The big kicker with it is that even the few that did achieve that little 10-pound weight loss goal for the temporary time they did, when they achieved it, they felt no happier than they were when they were 10 pounds heavier. Again, because the expectations were so low, so far below what they really wanted, it did not excite them, it didn't fulfill them if they achieved it, and it certainly didn't bring them any sense of happiness. So what I'm saying to you is if you have those dreams in your life, you imagine what your ideal life is, everything you want to be, do, and have in your life, if you were living your ideal life, you have to keep the expectation of achieving that and not give up on it. Because the lower you set those expectations, the more unlikely it is that you're going to achieve those little expectations, which is going to make you feel like even more of a failure. And even if you do achieve them, think about it. If you've done this, if you've achieved something that you've set your expectations so far below what you would really want, think about it. Did it really make a difference in how happy you are? Did it really change your life? And does it really drive you and excite you that you achieved that lower expectation for yourself? It probably didn't, right? There's no way it does because it's not what you really want. So what we want to do now is we want to make sure that you are raising those expectations, keeping those expectations high, because I'll tell you what, you've got one shot at this life. You've got one shot at this life you've been given. It doesn't make any sense to stay where you're at, struggling for what? You're at the midway point in your life. Think about it. Are you going to spend the next 20, the next 30, the next 40 or more years struggling and feeling unhappy and trying to just make your way through life and feeling like life is so difficult, not having what you want, knowing that you never got it, you never went after it, and just content to live your life in that struggle and unhappiness? Or do you want to do something about it? Do you want to make that commitment, say, you know what? My dreams in life are worth trying for. Because even if you try and fail, at least you're trying, right? At least you're challenging yourself to move in the right direction. So what you want to do is you want to look at, again, the methods that you've tried already just haven't been the ones, they haven't been the right ones to get you where you want to go. So that doesn't mean you're a failure. You just have to try something different. So one of the big things, see, with the marathon runner that I used before, this is one of the interesting things if you look at it, because what could happen is that marathon runner, rather than increasing his running distance, his physical capacity to run further, to run more distance, well, he could have went out one day and said, you know what, I want to be able to run 26 miles. I can only run 5, so I'm going to go out tomorrow, and I'm going to bang that 26-mile run. I'm just going to go run for 26 miles, right? Why not do that? Well, let's look at what would happen. Because he only has the physical capacity to run 5 miles. So he would run 5 miles, and then maybe if he pushed himself, he could get to 6. Or maybe if he really, really pushed himself, he'd get to 7. Maybe if he just drove himself as hard as he possibly could to his absolute limits, maybe he'd get to 8 miles or 9. But do you think he'd run the 26 miles? Of course not. He doesn't have the capacity to do it. So what would happen is he would just fall short. His body would fail. His body would physically shut down at some point, and it would be much earlier than those 26 miles. So the point that I'm trying to make is that you think about those goals that you have, and when you've tried to achieve those goals, those things you really want, did you try and get there all in one shot? I mean, let's say I'm at step 1 and I need to jump all the way to step 10. My goal is step 10. But I only have the capacity to jump to step 5. That's only as far as I could jump in one leap. No matter what I try, I'm never going to jump from step 1 to step 10. I can only jump to step 5. So what I can do, I've got two choices. I can resign myself to the fact that jumping to step 10, that I can't get to step 10. Step 10 is impossible for me. Therefore, I'm a failure. Therefore, I will never reach that goal. And therefore, I'll lower my expectations to maybe level step 7. Maybe if I really try, I can eventually jump to step 7. But do you think that's going to excite me? Do you think I'm going to be motivated and that I'm ever going to really stick it out long enough to get to step 7? Probably not. Because I'm not motivated, that doesn't excite me. I want step 10. But what I could do is I could understand that I don't need to jump from step 1 to step 10 in one shot. What if... See, before I get to step 10, I've got to be able to get to step 2. And before I get to step 5, I've got to get to step 4. And before I get to step 4, I got to get to step 3, and on it goes. See, the point that I'm making is that I don't need to jump all of those steps in one shot. And neither do you. You don't need to get from where you are thinking you're going to wake up in the morning and someone's going to hand you your dream life on a silver platter, hoping to God that you win the lottery, hoping that luck finally changes. One day you wake up and you're there. It doesn't work that way. All you need to do is take the next step. You don't need to get from step 1 to step 10 in one shot. Take the next step. Get to step 2 first. Then when you get to step 2, then go to step 3. And do you think that if you followed a step-by-step plan like that, that would be your ticket to getting your goals? To achieving everything that you want? To reinventing yourself and living life by your own rules? Absolutely. So why don't we take those steps? Instead of setting goals that are lower than what we want and more quote-unquote realistic, and listening to everybody around us tell us what we're capable of, tell us what's realistic for us, tell us what's not possible just because they failed to achieve the goals they want in their life. That doesn't mean you can't. You just have to accept nothing less than what you want, what your dream life is. Imagine your dream life as the 10 in your life. My life is ideal when I have boom, whatever it is. What is your ideal life? That is your 10 in your life, your perfect 10. Now, what I want you to do is imagine that. Don't limit yourself by thinking what's possible, what's not possible. Don't compare yourself to other people. Just imagine if you could wave a magic wand and you can have any and every single thing you've ever wanted in your life, what your ideal life would look like, and label that as your perfect 10. Now, look at what your expectations are right now. What are you really expecting? If you want more money, how much money do you really expect right now that you'll earn? Because I guarantee you, what you want and what you expect are completely different, and you're not getting what you want because you don't expect it. The expectations you have, if you wonder what they are, whatever area you're struggling, if it's money, if it's career, if it's relationships, if it's health, if it's happiness, you have right now, you're at where you're at, you're getting what you're getting, the results you're getting because of your expectations. See, your expectations are not set at achieving your perfect 10. Your expectations are set so much lower that that's what you're getting right now. The reason you're getting it is because that's all you expect of yourself. So if you're ever going to get from where you are, you have to look at where are you right now in relation to your ideal perfect 10 life. Where are you? Are you at 2? On a scale of 1 to 10, your perfect 10 is your dream life. Are you at 2? Maybe you're at 5. Or maybe you're at 1. Wherever you are doesn't matter. All that you want to do is identify where am I and where do I want to go. And all you need to do is come up with the next step that's going to take you from where you are, and it's going to take you one step closer to your perfect 10. That's it. And it sounds so simple. It sounds so ridiculously simple. And you're probably thinking right now that that couldn't possibly work. That is too easy. It's ridiculous. And it'll never work for me. Achieving the dreams, I need some miraculous miracle to come about in my life for me to get to my dreams. But I'll tell you what, it is that simple. It is that simple. You take one step at a time. You look at any successful person out there who's achieved a high level of success in their life, and they will tell you the same thing. They consistently took steps to move themselves forward. They didn't wake up one morning and have everything that they've ever wanted. They weren't overnight successes. They had to work extremely hard. They had all the challenges that you and I face. The difference is that they kept pushing themselves forward one step at a time, another step at a time, another step at a time, and they never ever lowered their expectations below their perfect 10. They would stop at nothing until they achieved it. And that's the only difference. So identify where you are right now, identify what your perfect 10 is, and create the next step and commit to taking the next step. That's all it is. One step closer, make that step, and then set the next step. Another step closer, and if you do it, you're going to find that your dreams are right there for your taking. You can get those dreams that you have. You just have to make the commitment to taking the steps. Is it a lot of work? Yes. It's not going to be easy. It's a simple process, but there's no way it's going to be easy. It's not supposed to be easy. If it was easy, hell, nobody would be struggling. Everybody would be perfectly happy. Everybody would have every single thing that they ever wanted in their life, yet they don't, because they're not willing to commit. They're not willing to stick it out long enough to take the steps they need to take to get the life that they want to live. So I ask you, if you're contemplating that, if you're thinking right now that, you know what, it's just too much work. It's just too far. I'm so far away from where I want to be. It's too much work. Let me ask you something. What would be more painful, or what would be harder? Is it harder to take the steps and do the work you need to do to get from where you are to where you want to be, to get to your dream life? Or is it more painful and harder to think about spending the next 20, 30, 40 or more years of your life struggling with unhappiness, struggling feeling like there's more to life that you're meant to live and not being able to do it, struggling with all the issues that you're struggling with now. Because I'll tell you what, for me, that's much more painful, staying stuck in a life that I know I'm unhappy with, that I know I've only got one shot to make this happen, to go after the dreams that I have. To live with the struggle and give up on my dreams is so much harder. It's so much harder and more painful than the pain I would feel of trying to move forward and maybe failing along the way. But I'll try again because I could keep trying. I could keep moving forward in my life rather than just choosing to have so much less than what I really, really want. So now you have to decide that for you. You have the choice. Are you choosing the struggle or are you choosing to reinvent yourself and to start living life by your own rules? The choice is yours. But I'll tell you, nobody is going to give it to you. Nobody's going to do it for you. If you're thinking that you're just going to wish and hope to God that you wake up one day and you win the lottery, if you wish and hope that you wake up one day and suddenly your dreams are going to fall in your lap, somebody's going to give it to you, someone's going to deliver this to you, you are going to be waiting a lifetime. And you're going to be struggling and still being very, very unhappy and wondering why life seems so hard, why life seems so unfair, why other people seem to have such an easy time in life and yet you seem to be fighting this uphill battle all of the time. So what I'm saying is you have the decision, but don't wait. Don't wait. The time is now. You have to make the change for you. If you want to achieve your goals, it starts with you. You are the only one who can make it happen. No one's going to do it for you. You have to do it for you. You've got to make the decision. And all the decision is one step. Take one step and commit to it and stop at nothing. It doesn't have to be a monumental step. Remember, we're talking about one step closer to your goal. If you are at step one, all you need is to get to step two. If you're at step five, all you need is to get to step six. So develop the plan, commit to the next step, and don't ever, ever, ever give up on your dreams. You are worth it. The time is now. Stand up, reinvent yourself, and start living life by your own rules. Until then, this is Kevin Yates saying I want you to connect with me on my website at kevinryates.com. And I want you to tell me, if you've chosen to go after your dreams, I want you to tell me, what is the next step? What are your dreams? What is the next step? Contact me on my website. Let me know. And friend me on Facebook at facebook.com/KevinYates and connect with me there. Until next time, I wish you all the best in living a life without limits, and I'll be talking to you next time.